This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, I'm starting with
you. Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know He Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know He Can.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right, friend. Hour number two is off and running, and we've got a huge ladies' lounge for you tonight, so I hope you'll stick around. If you missed Charmaine Yost in hour one, you can go back and get the podcast. Ed Sheeran, our musical guest, with Shannon Bream, Jane Ann Benaira joining us this hour to help celebrate and kind of induce Mother's Day weekend for the moms out there. Always a special, should always be a special day. It is for me personally because I love my mom so much. I miss her every single day. She died when I was 17. I'm now 52. There's not been a day that's gone by since her death that I haven't thought of her. And on Mother's Day, I love to celebrate her and what she meant to me, and try to give some of that legacy to my kids now as we are in that next stage of life. So glad to have you with us on this Saturday night, by the way. Shannon Bream's going to be here. Her brand new book is all about moms. Moms and Daughters of the Bible Speak. That's what that looks like, and she's going to be with us in the next segment. And then a little bit later on, we are going to rejoining Jane Ann Benaira, who helps us on the mental side of fitness. Like, she helps us keep fit, but she also helps us think through what that means, and we've got some important stuff to revisit with Jane Ann tonight, so I hope you'll stick around for that as well. Now, since it's Mother's Day weekend, and since we seem to be having this big national debate about what a woman is and what it isn't, right? So, just a week ago, before the Roe v. Wade leak, the tenor of the conversation was pregnancy could be done by men. And so they came out with a pregnant emoji, right? So there's a little weird looking dude that looks eerily like Bill Gates, blue sweater, big fat belly, also kind of like Bill Gates, but kind of more like in the shape of how a womb would look if a man had a womb, which men do not. So that's the debate, you know, just before last week. Then this week, someone at the Supreme Court leaks this draft opinion that appears to be perhaps a legitimate opinion that is going to be released as the court makes its decision on the Mississippi case sometime before the end of June. They'll release their final finding. And who knows, because of the activity this week, maybe they'll move that up. We don't really know the timetable of any of that. I'll get into all of that with Shannon Bream, by the way. I'll ask her about that as she is the Supreme Court expert here. But I just want to note, you kind of have to put markers down in this discussion of what it means to be a woman or not a woman, because evidently the fastest college female swimmer right now is not a woman. Evidently the all-time winningest woman on Jeopardy is not a woman. The highest ranked female naval officer is not a woman. So you have all of these places where women are supposed to be seen as accomplishing things that biological men are actually taking away from them, and you don't hear anything from the women's groups. This opinion got leaked by Roe v. On the potential to overturn Roe v. Wade, and the women's groups all of a sudden came out of nowhere. All of a sudden, you heard from the National Organization of Women. All of a sudden, people were marching in the street. Women's equality, women's rights, women's right to choose, except when it comes to vaccines. They didn't say a word about vaccines. It wasn't their body or their choice anymore. It was just do what you're told and shut up. So what is a woman? What is the debate about what a woman is? This is something that is important for us as a society to figure out. And it doesn't help. It does not help when you have the following happening in Portland, Oregon. Because in July of 2021, Democratic Governor Kate Brown signed the controversial Menstrual Dignity Act. And what does this act do? It requires all K through 12 schools in Oregon to provide free feminine products to students along with instructions on their use. There has been now a clarification to this act, and beginning this fall, starting this year, later this year, feminine products will be available in all restrooms, male, female, and the solo stalls, you know, where they just, you know, it's just a one-shot user. They're going to put them all, they're going to put them everywhere. In every Portland public school building where education occurs. This is according to the statement that has just been released. The Menstrual Dignity Act. Seeing to it that the Portland citizens and the Oregon taxpayers pay for menstrual products to go into boys' bathrooms. Now, I would be outraged as a taxpayer because I hate waste. I don't want to see people buy 5,000 pens for the office if you can get along with 10. So this is kind of my thing. So they're going to spend a lot of money. Now, the good thing is they shouldn't have to replace them. Once they've got them in the boys' bathrooms, they're going to be good because no one's going to use them, which kind of speaks to the larger purpose of why is this all being done to begin with. So you're going to have state-funded, state-mandated, governor-issued feminine products for your periods in boys' bathrooms, in every boys' bathroom, kindergarten through 12th grade, in all Portland public schools, starting this fall. This is why we don't understand, or at least we're acting like we can't understand what women are. I was even looking on social media tonight, and Essie Cupp from CNN, who used to be somewhat level-headed and logical, she hasn't made sense for a long time now, but she was wishing everyone a happy Mother's Eve, happy Mother's Day Eve. That's not a thing. Why are we concentrating on all the things that aren't? Instead of saying something simple like this, men and women are fully equal in the eyes of the law and in the eyes of God, the Creator. They have equal value to the culture and to society. That value is not based on them being able to do exactly the same thing. In fact, part of the reason why men have specific value and women have specific value is that they don't do the same thing as the other one. It's that complementarian nature that gives, for instance, children that are born to a married family, to a married couple, it's the complementarian nature of a father and a mother that make that child feel most secure. And all of you feminists and all of you transgender activists and all the people that want to dispute that, good luck. Go pound sand. Look at the studies. It's not even close to being in competition. You give a child two moms, they don't turn out the same way. You give the child two dads, they don't turn out the same way. The most stable home life in culture today is a married mother and father that are there for the child, because the child learns about who they are from mirroring, if they're a son, their dad, and seeing how he responds to the mom. So he's growing and learning as a man, what do I need to do to respond to a woman? And vice versa, a little girl grows up watching mommy. At some point, she'll actually need the menstrual products in her bathroom. But she's watching mommy. She's watching how mommy interacts with dad. She sees how dad respects her and how that dynamic works, and that helps her understand what she can expect of men down the road as well. Now, in this current crap storm that we live in terms of gender identity, this is all very unpopular stuff to say. You're not supposed to say that a little girl learns how to be a woman by an older woman. But how else do you do it? If you have two dads raising a little girl, she's going to be at a loss for many different things in her life that they're not going to know how to deal with. And even if they go and read books and say, okay, we're going to prepare her for every single turn in life, it's garbage. So much of what our kids pick up on, they do so intuitively. They do so instructively through observation. They do so by seeing it happen in front of them, understanding how it happens, and then asking questions about it a lot of times. I have sons and a daughter, and they all ask questions about all kinds of goofy stuff all the time. That's why parents are parents. That's what we're here for. Tomorrow is Mother's Day. It's not Birther's Day. It's not Pregnant Men Day. It is assigning a value in our culture to the women who have done the courageous thing of birthing children and seeing them into life and loving them and nurturing them and taking care of them and watching them grow and hopefully getting them to adulthood and saying, we did a good job. We prepared you. Now you're ready for life. Enough with this other garbage. It's not Parents' Day. It's not Female Day. It's not Menstrual Dignity Day. It's Mother's Day. Because mothers are special, and they are needed. We need them in our lives. We also need fathers, but fathers have their own day coming up. You don't have to be worried about it, guys. You'll get your own. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you. buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
From New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Every single day, we're breaking down kind of the top news stories and trying to help you think through them more clearly with greater clarity as to what they mean in your life, particularly if you are a person of conscience. And every now and then, we set that front section of the paper down, and we take a time to have conversations with people that are either in the news or report the news, or sometimes are in the news reporting about the news that they know all about. And my next guest is really multi-talented. Not only is she a best-selling author, not only is she a tremendous news anchor, former beauty queen, but she's also a talented analyst of what's going on in the Supreme Court. I'm talking about, of course, the one, the only, Shannon Bream. Welcome back. Glad to have you.
Thank you so much, Kevin. Great to be with you.
Congrats on the book, Mothers and Daughters of the Bible Speak. We're going to talk about that in a second. But I can't get, I cannot let you get away on this week, on this day, without talking about the bombshell irregularity that happened at the Supreme Court when a late night or midday or early evening, whenever it was, leak occurred, and a draft opinion from evidently the justice that may be authoring the final opinion for the case was leaked to the media. Shannon, you've covered the Supreme Court for a long time. How unusual is this?
Yeah, 15 years of doing this at the court, and there are those who've been decades beyond me, and we're all shocked today. I mean, this is something that we've known about it for a few hours now, and it's still, when I think about it, it's stunning. I mean, this is just not something that happened to the court. Washington is full of leaks, as you know. People are all too happy to tell you their talking points and, you know, their motivations, everything else. This one is just shocking. I don't know a better word for it. As you said, bombshell. I think that's the right word. It is highly unusual, and I think we're all still digesting it.
Let me, and on some level, I hear everything that you're saying right there, but this made so much sense to me the minute that it was known that it was leaked, from the standpoint of, for those that have watched jurisprudence and abortion over the last 30, 40 years, they have seen what a truly radical case this has been turned into by both political ends of the spectrum. And one group raises money off of it being legal. Other groups raise money off of the promise to overturn it. I think most everybody knows that if and when Roe v. Wade does get overturned, that it's not going to ban abortion. Mm-hmm. Abortion is going to still be legal in places like here in New York City and most of the upper Northwest. Maybe Washington, D.C., places like Baltimore, Philly, Chicago, they're never going to do away with abortion completely, I don't think. But it does give people in places like Alabama and the Midwest and the far South that want to say we don't want abortion to be legal in our states to also have that choice. Do you think that because the importance of this case, the impact of this case, that this is just a sign of an activist who may be on an associate justice or a justice's staff that feels like it's a historic moment, we've got to go to historic measures to try to disrupt and maybe gin up some response to put pressure on before the final opinion comes out?
I mean, it's possible. I think we have to have a very open mind about this thing. The Chief Justice has said he's got the U.S. Marshals, which, you know, they protect, that's their task, to protect the federal judiciary, the buildings, the judges, the justices. He's got them investigating now. So I honestly think there's a good chance that we get down to the nitty-gritty on this. Now, if it was somebody who was on the left and one of the clerks or somebody who felt like they were doing a service, an historic whistleblowing effort to stop what they think is going to be the eventual overturning of Roe v. Wade, and we have no idea what the final opinion is actually going to say.
That's kind of the weird thing about all this. Everyone's assuming that this is going to be how it goes, but I mean, I was listening to Jonathan Turley earlier today. Justices will go back and forth and argue this
Absolutely.
All the way up to the moment of release.
Yeah, and if anybody even changes their mind at the last minute, until it is released from the court as an official opinion, it's not official. So we could have an opinion that turns out wildly different than what we have before us right now. This is 2 months ago. How many drafts and dissents and concurrences and back and forth and maybe changing of votes has happened? We don't know. I mean, of course, one of the first things I'm going to do when we get the official opinion is to peruse it for the findings and the holdings, but to then hold it up to this draft and see what changed in the process.
Yeah.
But there could be somebody who feels like they're acting from an activist viewpoint, that they want this to be out there. And if that's the case, I think they may actually step up and confess at some point, because maybe that's the mantle they want to take on. They're going to be disbarred and fired and their legal career is over, but they've made that calculation. There are those also, you know, bubbling up out there saying, well, somebody on the right could have done this. We know this was the, quote, opinion of the court. There were at least five justices for it at some point, because that's how the draft was entitled. But what if somebody was breaking away? What if that was splintering? What if there was some worry and somebody on the right side of the ledger said, no, I've got to get this opinion out there and hold this thing together so that publicly people will know there were five votes at some point and we're going to keep this coalition together. So I'm trying to keep an open mind. It all sounds absolutely crazy, but I'm hoping eventually we'll all get the answers.
I think it's a reasonable theory to put out there, but I think, and I'm just going to have the opinion here, you're the news lady, you deal more with facts, I deal more with conjecture. I think to think that it would be someone on the right begs a lot of naivete, mm-hmm. because the right just tends to follow the rules more when it comes to this stuff, particularly if it's going to be procedural and be an opinion that would favor them. However, let me ask this, because I thought this was a kind of interesting piece of the discussion as I was pondering it earlier today, and that is, if it turns out to be a staffer, let's say it's someone on Sotomayor Kagan's team, and they come out and they say, I did this on my own. No one else had any knowledge of it. Yeah, I think they'll be disbarred. I think that, and I do think mm-hmm. we're going to find out who did this, to your point.
I think
the marshals are going to get there. But what if it turns out that whatever justice was associated with the person that did it didn't, maybe not even gave tacit approval, but didn't say no strongly enough? Could we be looking at the possibility of impeaching a Supreme Court justice at some point?
They have a lifetime appointment, so that's the only way that they're going away, is if they retire or have a health issue, that kind of thing, or if they're impeached. It's exceptionally rare, but I hate to think, because it has happened. It's been, I think, hundreds of years would be fair to say, because it's been a long time. I believe it was in the 1800s the last time there was an actual impeachment of a Supreme Court justice. But I will not allow myself to believe that one of them knew about this and took part actively in it in any way. And I know you said, well, maybe it was, you know, I'm looking the other way, something's happening. I don't even want to think any of that, whether they're on the right or the left, because the institution is so important at a time when people are losing faith in the American institutions, that they want to believe these are good guys, they're apolitical, they've got a job to do, and there's no funny business. But yeah, listen, if something ever traced back to an actual justice in a concrete way, and heaven forbid, you can't impeach a Supreme Court justice.
Well, and the interesting thing about that, Shannon, is that if that were to happen, it would probably be under a new Congress that would be looking very different than the current Congress. So I don't know. There's a lot of moving pieces here.
Mm-hmm.
Just on that follow up, though, I agree with you. I remember at the passing of Scalia and Ginsburg, the warm affection they had for each other, the fact mm-hmm. that these justices really do only the ones that wear the robes know the loneliness of what this job is. And I think for that reason, I was shocked, having come up through the political kind of aspect of things, I was shocked to find out that though Ginsburg and Scalia were the furthest apart in terms of ideology, that they still agreed about 6 out of 10 times mm-hmm. On most cases. And that even on cases where they disagree, there is such an appreciation for the process and for the sanctity of the work that they do, mm-hmm. that, you know, they treated it with a great degree of sobriety.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns. South Korea says North Korea flight tested a ballistic missile that was likely fired from a submarine. The South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff says the launch occurred from waters near the eastern port city of Sinpo. Pyongyang has a major shipyard building submarines there. South Korea says the short-range missile flew almost 400 miles, but did not immediately provide details about the submarine that would have been involved in the launch. Ukrainian and Russian officials say all women, children, and elderly people have been evacuated from the steel plant in Mariupol. Hundreds of civilians were trapped for weeks at the sprawling complex amid intense Russian attacks. Ukrainian fighters remain holed up in the plant. The Kremlin is still trying to capture it. It's where the last sliver of resistance remains in the southern port city. For the fifth straight week, all the major indexes on Wall Street are losers. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
If it turns out to be someone that's on one of the teams, I'm just wagering a bet that that justice, regardless of their political persuasion, is going to be just as outraged as the other eight, mm-hmm. because I think they know the stakes that they're up against here.
Yeah, I think you're spot on. These nine are very defensive and protective of each other and of the court as an institution. They do things like have lunch and they get together. I mean, pre-COVID, it was almost an everyday thing. And yeah, some of those who are most diametrically opposed on the big headline cases do agree on a lot of other things. And what they do all agree on is the sanctity of the court and the jobs that they're tasked right. to do and their care for each other. I mean, we've seen that. You know, there was Massgate earlier this term where, you know, there was reporting at another outlet that said Justice Sotomayor wanted everybody to wear a mask, and she asked them to, or the Chief Justice asked them to, and Justice Gorsuch said, no way, I'm not going to do it, and there was a fight. I quickly ran that down as not being true. And then we got statements from Justices Sotomayor and Gorsuch, a joint statement, then another statement from the Chief Justice. I mean, they really do want to be friendly, to be walking together and protecting the court and doing their work while protecting each other. So, I mean, I do think if this happened from a staffer or a clerk without the justice's knowledge, I pray, they're going to be more angry than anybody else that could happen on their watch.
I think that what you're going to see is I think that we're going to get to the bottom. We're going to figure out who this is. Mm-hmm. I think there's going to be a really harsh penalty for the persons involved. And I just hope and pray that this is the last time that it happens. Let me move to the leaked document itself. And I don't know what degree you've had the ability to read it or not. I've already asked some other constitutional attorneys their thoughts on the language that Justice Alito is using in it. If that opinion holds, that was authored in February, agree or disagree, it looks like a thorough dismantling of the overwhelming philosophy that governed Roe and Casey in the repudiation of those cases. Is that a fair assessment of the way they're laying it out?
I was just doing some rereading of this, and just a quote, it says, we hold that Roe and Casey must be overruled. The Constitution makes no reference to abortion and no such right, including the one on which the defenders of Roe and Casey now chiefly rely, the due process clause of the 14th Amendment. He says it's just not possible. Like, in his reasoning. Now, if you are pro-life and you've been, you know, working and hoping for this for 50 years, this is so sweeping, you really couldn't have hoped for more. But remember, there were those on the left, including Justice Ginsburg herself, who worried about the underpinnings of Roe, that it wasn't properly or most concretely decided in a way that she thought left it open to this kind of dismantling potentially down the road. So there are those on the left side of the equation who have said, too, like, Roe is not the best worded, the best legally reasoned, best decided decision.
It's legal junk. I mean, I've heard so many lawyers on both sides say, yeah, it's terrible. Like, it's one of the worst decided cases in our history. And yet it has played an outsized important role in so many other things that we've taken on culturally, from the battle over, you know, when does life begin in the streets, all the way to how Supreme Court precedent works and in the way that they've engaged. I wouldn't be surprised, Shannon, if they had more than a 6-3 side in favor of. 6-3 would be if you got every Republican appointee on the court in the camp. If they come back with a 7-2 or an 8-1, I could see that happening on the structure of what they were looking at.
I do think after the arguments, I thought, okay, I think the best educated guess is that the Mississippi law, which bans most abortions after 15 weeks with a few exceptions, that law is probably going to stand. And so the question is then, will there be 5 to take down Roe? I do think that there were possibly could be 6 votes to uphold Mississippi. But then that leaves you wondering, okay, where's the chief on this? Because if I'm guessing, I think the 5 who signed on to this Alito draft were Alito, Thomas, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Barrett. Were there 6? Maybe. I felt like at arguments, the chief was willing to uphold the Mississippi law. Again, an educated guess at best. Didn't seem like he was willing to go after Roe. And we won't know until we get that actual opinion. Yeah.
So what is the timeline? When do we think that decision will actually go down?
We normally would say it's
will it be the final case of the season? Will it be
Normally we would think so. The end of the term, that last week in June, first couple days of July, that will be when we get this blockbuster, whichever way it's decided.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. All right, thank you, Shannon. I wanted to spend much more time on the book, but it's called The Mothers and Daughters of the Bible Speak. What's the inspiration? Why these people? And what are you hoping people take away from your brand new bestseller?
So what I'm hoping is that people will see, you know, things are universal. Loss, infertility, you know, widowhood, financial ruin, physical devastation. I mean, all of those things have been constant over the years since humanity has existed. But God was always aware, and he is working through circumstances. And my favorite lesson from all of this is that he uses flawed people. I'm a sinner saved by grace. And you can see with these women, some of them are deeply faithful from the start. Others of them have detours. But God still works through all of it and brings about good things. And I am a firm believer that even in the waiting and even in the suffering, he is working, and none of it is wasted.
Shannon Bream, always appreciate your time. Thank you for sharing some of it with us.
Kevin, thanks. God bless you.
You too. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey. Everybody loves my baby, but my baby loves nobody but me. No one but me.
And now back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, you know that I love to have this next guest back with me regularly. We were doing things almost on a weekly basis, and then through the holiday, just, you know, family things happen and so forth. But Jane Ann Benier is back with me, and we're ready to talk again about what we've really been talking about since we started having these conversations, and that is in life, if you're going to be physically fit, there's a lot of other things that go with that besides just the physical training itself. And that's why it's kind of blown me away. We've spoken more about non-physical aspects of fitness with Jane Ann than the actual very difficult work of doing things like yoga or Pilates or boxing or any of the number of other things that she's doing. And always, Jane Ann, I got to just say, man, I mean, everybody at the gym just looks at you and goes, you know, someday when I grow up, I'm going to be just like her. But you were telling me off air that this last week you had a pretty I don't know, enlightened experience, I guess, could be one of the terms for it, in one of your workouts. Why don't you tell us what happened?
Okay, I'd love to. Enlightened is a word. In my classes, I talk a lot about listening to the soul speak over the brain speak, right? And yep. We talked about this the last couple weeks, how our thoughts are not us. They're a tool, right? So I always dive a little bit deeper into understanding the whys behind that. And as a yoga teacher, and anyone that's even heard the word yoga probably thinks of it as very mythical, when in actuality there's science behind it. And that's what I've always been kind of at a goal to teach, that there's reasons why these things are happening. And I think that's why we keep coming back to this subject over the physical, because honestly, mental strength is the only way to get physical strength. Mental strength equals physical strength.
I agree with that, yeah.
Yeah. You just really can't have one without the other. And I think the tool, it really helps to understand that not everything is about us, actually. Like, there's so many things that are happening that we aren't even aware of, that a little nugget like what I'm about to tell you will help you understand your capabilities that's far past what's actually your thinking space is allowing you to see.
Well, that's exciting. So, and I know that it, for me personally, when I hear, and I've heard you say that before, there is kind of a wall at which, you know, my brain still gives up sometimes. So I'm very interested in what you're about to tell us.
Okay, great. Can't wait. So I went to yoga last Friday, and I'm going to say, and we've talked about this a lot, I've been in Pilates training, and I made the commitment when I started, because it's a lot of work, that I had to give up. Like, I recently had to give up my brother's birthday. I've had to give up my weekends. Mm. I've had to give up my kids' games. I've had to give up stuff that I normally is a non-negotiable. And I decided I would do that for 4 months in order to get to the end goal. So that said, on Friday, usually Fridays, that's a day that I keep off so I can study the majority of the day. And I just woke up and I could feel, and this is what I always want, like, the people that are listening to understand, that when you feel something, and that's what I like to call the soul speak, sometimes you need to cast away the shoulds and do what your soul's leading you to do. And that day, I just had this guttural feeling that I needed to be in yoga that day. And I had to just cast that I'm going to have other hours of Pilates. I need to get to yoga. It was just something I needed, you know, you just needed it. So I went to yoga, and what I was telling you off air is I actually took the spot that you're usually in, which I never go in, but I did. Because.
And by the way, it's one of the worst spots in the room, because there's a big heater right over me. It just blows hot air on me the entire time, and I already sweat like a banshee anyway. So this is nobody takes number four on accident very often. Usually they're like, whoa, this is really warm right here, so, and they move to another spot. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. And on top of it, it's in the front of the room. So that's why I'm going to explain the spot. So it's in the front of the room, kind of near the corner. And I typically kind of like go out. Everybody has their spots.
Right.
So regardless, I went into your spot because you weren't there. And I wanted to be by your lovely wifey. So I sat there. And during practice, and practice just felt so like good that day. It's truly what I needed.
Hmm.
And at one point, near the end, I landed back into a chaturanga, so that's basically a push-up, and I landed on my belly, and again, I felt this drive to lay still. And normally, like, I heard the whole class continuing on, and normally, I can't wait to see how the class ends. I want to feel how that feels in my body, etc. But I just listened to that voice, and I rested my cheek on the mat and looked over to the left. And you know the spot well, but I'll explain it. To the left is the corner, and no one was next to me. So I'm just kind of gazing off to the left. And then at a certain point, I turned my head and gazed to the right. And I was just kind of gazing off to the right, and what I heard, and this is the epiphany, and this is the soul speak, not the surface thoughts, that said to me, when I looked to the right, I saw a room full of people. And what I heard was, you have a choice. You can either look to the left and you're all alone, or you look to the right and there's a room full of people that care about you there.
Hmm.
And I sat there and just soaked in that message, because everyone can relate. At a certain point in your life, you've been in a room full of people and felt completely alone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But in actuality, we can choose, look left or look right. And there's always someone there to support you. And I have to say, after that moment, the other thing is that happened to me is after that moment, within the next 24 hours, I had three or four people, not people I talk to every day, but people that are good supporters in my life from Peripheral Views, reach out to me and say, I just felt like, how are you?
Hmm.
I want you to know. And all of them said, I want you to know I'm here for you. Anything that, you know, I just felt like it was a big moment for me. And I'm really, so what I started with was saying the science behind it. What I've been looking through in the last couple of weeks with what our brain does, that we all do, is a meditative state, and I'm calling it a soul speaker. This moment that I'm talking about is actually scientific. It's called the metacognitive state. And it means basically thinking about your thoughts, but more than that, that you're managing your thoughts, not your thoughts managing you.
Jane Ann, always a pleasure to talk with you, and thank you for sharing this with us today. And friends, if you missed any of the visits with Jane Ann, the podcast is called Keeping It Real. It's in the Kevin McCullough section. Jane Ann's lovely picture on it, and I always appreciate your insight and your time for us. It really means a lot.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Capital.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
A classic story about his own mom celebrating Mother's Day. Once again, Ed Sheeran.
Took the supermarket flowers from the windowsill. I threw the day-old tea from the cup. Packed up the photo albums Matthew had made. Memories of a life that's been loved. I took the Gilwell-Swing cards and stuffed animals. I poured the old ginger beer down the sink. Dad always told me, don't you cry when you're down. But Mom, there's a tear every time that I blink. Oh, I'm in pieces, it's tearing me up. But I know a heart that's broke is a heart that's been loved. So I'll sing hallelujah. You were an angel in the shape of my mom. When I fell down, you'd be there holding me up. Spread your wings as you go. When God takes you back, he'll say, hallelujah, you're home. I fluff the pillows, made the beds, and stack the chairs. Folded your nightgowns neatly in a case. John said he'd drive, then put his hand on my cheek. I wiped a tear from the side of my face. I hope that I see the world as you did, 'cause I know a life with love is a life that's been lived. So hallelujah. You were an angel in the shape of my mom. When I fell down, you'd be there holding me up. Spread your wings as you go. When God takes you back, he'll say hallelujah, you're home. Person I have become. Spread your wings, and I know the wind. God took you back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal
Vital Silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.